Welcome to the Prepped and Polished Podcast, the podcast that empowers you to take control of your education, featuring weekly interviews with influencers in the world of education, as well as tutoring tips, lessons, and updates. And now, here's your host, Alexis Avila.
Alexis Avila, your host of Prepped and Polished Podcast. And be sure to check out our website, preppedandpolished.com. For tutoring in person or online, call us 781-753-9951. And when you get to the website, you can chat with us instantly if you have a question. You can join our Prepped and Polished community on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. I just type Prepped and Polished, you'll find us. And we love hearing from you. So let's get right to today's episode. This morning routine jump starts my day. So basically, I'm not a morning person. I'm going to be completely honest with you. But I've been trying to work on that, and I do these six things, and it really helps, and I've been doing it consistently for about a year, 2 years, almost 2 years. This is what I do. Basically, as soon as I wake up, I'm in my bed, and I don't want to leave it because I'm not a morning person. What I do is I think of three things that I'm grateful for, and just to try to be a little bit more of a humble person and just kind of not think so much about myself, but think about three people I'm really thankful for. And it just kind of like puts me in like the right mindset. So I do that pretty much religiously each morning as soon as I wake up. The second thing I do is I make my bed. So I know there's a lot of eye rolls, and I would be one of them because I didn't make my bed for many years. But I started kind of like doing this kind of experiment for the last year to two. And I'm not a good bed maker or anything. I don't fold, tuck in the sheets like in a hotel and all that. But I just take the effort to do something, do the small things. It kind of just reminds you that the small things do count, especially in this busy technology environment that we are in. Everybody glued to their cell phones. It's good just to kind of step away from your cell phone, just kind of get, just do some just really boring task where you have to, be a little bit more patient, such as making the bed. It's paid dividends. It's just kind of slowed me down a little bit. It's kind of lowered my heart rate and just kind of reminded me of what's important, just a small, simple being in the moment kind of things help. So make your bed. That's what I do. The third thing I do is I exercise, and this is what I do. I do 100 push-ups daily. I do 100 sit-ups, and I do 2 sets of squats. So I sit in a squat for 1 minute. So I jump out of my bed. I do a 1 minute squat. And I just try to really work on my breathing because, it's really hard to do. It's painful. And then my second squat, I do another minute while I brush my teeth. Because, who really likes brushing their teeth? So I might as well exercise when I do it. And it strengthens my legs. And I feel like just my core is stronger. My posture is better. Great way to start your day, to just do a little bit of exercise. And then what I do is I stretch for 2 minutes. I used to do 1 minute. It's not enough. So I stretch for 2 minutes. And it doesn't matter what stretch you do. I don't even care if you just raise your arms and stretch your back out or just get on the floor and stretch your quads, your glutes and all that. But I just feel like my day is lighter. I'm a little bit bouncier. I'm a little bit more agile when I am well stretched. And I do that right in the morning. Propels my day. The next thing I do is I keep on Evernote all of my inspirational quotes, all the books that I read, like any kind of things that kind of like, I really highlighted, I put in like, a notepad in my Evernotes. And I have so many like inspirational things to look at. I just try to pick like some highlights from like one book or, somebody I really like admire who has like a bunch of quotes. I just try to focus on one thing and make that, guide my day. So like today I looked at Awareness by Anthony DeMello. It's a book I really like. and I highly recommend. And I just read like a little bit of, you know, some of the highlights from his book. And one thing that he said is just, why not be in the present moment today? And when you're in the present moment, don't be judgmental. Just kind of like, just have a non-judgmental mind. So I just was kind of thinking about that because I'm very critical, you know. I'm always judging. And it's a really good exercise to guide my day. I'm just going to try to, like, you know, look at things and just kind of nod my head and just kind of like let the judgments just kind of go over there and just kind of not be such a judgmental person and just try to appreciate the day. It's going to, you know, and hopefully that will kind of keep me zoned into the present moment, because when I'm not in the present moment and my mind is elsewhere, I'm more stressed, my heart rate is up, and it's just not the best of me. So just trying to focus on one thing from my journal to kind of help guide my day. That's what I do as soon as, before I go downstairs for breakfast. The last thing I try to do before I leave the house is I try to read at least 5 pages. I read about 25 to 30 pages a day, but I read 5 pages from a book, any book, just to kind of get my mind like sharp. You know, I just feel like reading makes me smarter. I just feel like it just helps me kind of activate my analytical brain and just kind of makes me quicker and sharper. So it just kind of helps me, you know, get my morning right. So that's what I do. In a recap, quick recap, I think of 3 things I'm grateful for in the morning. I make my bed. The small things do count. I do push-ups, sit-ups, and squats. Any kind of exercise just to kind of make myself stronger, my core stronger, my posture better. I stretch so I can just be a little bit more agile in my day. I focus on one thing from my journal to help guide my day, and then I read. So that's my morning routine that helps jumpstart my day. I'm still not really a morning person, but it does help lighten my morning. And I hope that helps. So be on the lookout for our next podcast episode, episode 215, with our next educational expert. And remember to access all of our podcast episodes, go to prepandpolish.com/podcast. Thank you for joining us on the Prep and Polish podcast. Now go out there and take control of your education.
You've been listening to the Prepped and Polish podcast. For more information, check out preppedandpolish.com. Also, you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for listening. Class dismissed.